I'm Alex Abish on Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The world is getting ready to remember the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma early next month, but another bit of Selma history is being remembered right now. APR's Pat Duggins reports.
100 years before the Voting Rights March and Bloody Sunday, the Battle of Selma took place during the Civil War. What you're hearing is a 2013 reenactment by Civil War buffs. A historic marker was just unveiled at the corner of Highland and Summerfield Road in Selma. In April of 1865, Union General James Wilson defeated the troops under Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest. Wilson's biographer, Edward Longacre, says Wilson was only 27 at the time.
He was actually a more distinguished boy general than the one we think of as the preeminent young general, the war general, George Armstrong Custer.
The 150th anniversary of the Battle of Selma is in April. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
50 years ago, civil rights activist Jimmie Lee Jackson died after being beaten and shot by an Alabama state police trooper. Jackson's death helped bring civil rights leaders such as Martin Luther King Jr. to Selma and kicked off the marches from Selma to Montgomery. Vera Jenkins Booker was the nurse that tended to Jackson when he was brought in to Selma's Good Samaritan Hospital.
I pulled up his shirt, pulled that up, and there on the left side of him was a mass of intestines that was out where the hole was where he had gotten shot.
Booker was also called upon to help civil rights marchers who were beaten by state troopers as they tried to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. She was brought in to testify in the case of James Bernard Fowler, the trooper who shot Jackson. Fowler pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the killing in November of 2010. Governor Robert Bentley is expected to lay out his plans to address a shortfall in the state general fund budget today. Bentley plans to hold a press briefing at 11 a.m. The governor said last week he plans to seek nearly $700 million in taxes and revenue. Bentley said cuts and consolidations just can't keep the general fund afloat and that the state has no choice at this point but to raise taxes. The Republican governor is facing considerable opposition within his own party. The Alabama Republican Party approved a resolution opposing tax hikes as a solution to the state's budget woes. The legislative session begins on Tuesday. And a state senator who criticized Governor Bentley's proposed tax package is paying the price by having road projects canceled. Bill Holtzclaw of Madison County put up a billboard that read, "Governor Bentley wants to raise your taxes. I won't let that happen." As a result, Alabama Department of Transportation Director John Cooper has canceled multiple road projects in Holtzclaw's district. Now your forecast.
Good Friday morning to you. Will be a cool and dry day today. Temperatures only topping out in the 40s. Look for a partly sunny sky to mostly cloudy. Overnight tonight, lows back in the upper 20s to low 30s for Saturday. Temperatures topping out in the 50s. Will be a touch warmer. In fact, low 60s along the Gulf Coast. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.